For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BC men's hockey team back at home this weekend. One final series before the Christmas break. Joined by Tyler Jubenville, a junior defenseman slash forward slash jack of all trades out of Gilbert Plains, Manitoba. Prior to last weekend, when was the last time you played forward?
I think it was when I was in Pee Wee, so probably about like 10 to 12 years old. But yeah, it was a little different, but it was fun.
After a shift or two, do you just quit thinking and just go out and play?
Yeah, exactly. You know, going into it, I was a little bit nervous, you know, all the systems, like, know where you have to be in every zone. But yeah, the coaches, captains, especially Adam Brady, he helped me a lot going into the game. And like you said, after a couple shifts, I felt more comfortable.
You guys win, I don't want to say handily on Friday night, but comfortably. You're up 2-0, then with 10 minutes to play on Saturday and let one slip away. How frustrating is that?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. You know, like, we gotta close those games up. It's happened to us a few times this year, and yeah, we can't let that happen.
You got to tip your hat a little bit to Lake State. I mean, they played pretty well there in the third period, but as the game gets into overtime, and then 3-on-3, and then there's a penalty, and then you lose. How long did it take you on that bus ride to kind of play through all of those scenarios and accept it and forget it and move on?
Like you said, tip to the hat to them for sticking with it and coming back. But obviously, when you're on the other side of it, yeah, that it's obviously stings and can't happen. But yeah, you know, you think about it for a bit on the bus trip, and then you get back to work here for practice and look towards next week.
Alex Adams and Aaron Miller, in particular, have scored a bunch as of late. When this team can score lines 1 through 4, defensemen are chipping in. How much better of a team are you?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it helps when everyone's contributing, and I think that's when we play our best, is when everyone's going and everyone's contributing. Yeah, like you said, those two guys have been great for us. You know, they've been putting the puck in the back of the net and playing good hockey.
You guys have scored a bunch of goals here in league play. You haven't given up a ton. You got a really good league record right now. How important are these last two before the Christmas break to kind of get you into the break in a good note?
Yeah, they're huge, you know. Like, obviously, we have the, 2-week break. So, you know, we want to have come off a good note going into that and into the Mariucci. So, yeah, these are huge, you know. We're sitting in first in our league right now, and Alaska's right behind us in third. So, it'd be huge to get all 6 of the points if, you know, that'd be best case scenario.
You played in the USHL, number one. Do you miss those days of not having to worry about school so much and just go out and play hockey? And how did it prepare you for the WCHA?
Obviously, that was a nice part, is not having the school, but yeah, I know it prepared me, like, great. You know, Mark Carlson there in Cedar Rapids, he prepared me great, I think, and it's been great here. Awesome experience so far.
I worked in radio in Iowa for 9 months, and the first morning I was on the morning show, I just said, who won in the NHL last night? Just rattled off all the winning teams. That was all I said. The general manager came into my office and said, yeah, never talk about hockey again. Hockey has grown in popularity, thankfully, in Iowa in that time. Cedar Rapids fans are downright rabid fans, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it was a great place to play, great environment there at the rink, the stable, they call it. And yeah, it was a great experience there for the year.
What's your major?
Business administration.
What do you want to do with that?
Not exactly sure yet, but hope we figure that out.
Play hockey, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Best of luck.
Thank you.